Right. Well, this Easter, we've been looking at the theme yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And on Good Friday, if you were with us, Carl showed us that Jesus' death was no ordinary death. Because at the cross, God's punishment falls on Jesus, not on us. That's our yesterday. And earlier today, Chef Pierre helped us see that Jesus is risen from the dead. And today, he's in heaven, and he's with us by his Holy Spirit. And what I want to do with you now is explore what that means for the future or tomorrow. Jesus rose again as he said he would. And that means his promises about tomorrow are certain. It means he's God's promised king. If he's a king, he has a kingdom. So what I want to do is spend some time looking at that kingdom with you today. What's it like? And what are his promises for tomorrow? I don't know what it feels like to be a king, but I do know what it's like to play Minecraft. And Minecraft makes me feel like a bit of a king. So let me just get back to my world. I've got some things to do in my Minecraft world today. I've got to build a farm here. Oh, it's raining a bit. Let me just dig some dirt. Very good. The torch goes. Oh, there's one of my friends. Who here likes Minecraft? Yep. All right, I'm going to leave it there before I get too carried away. In Minecraft, your world is kind of like your kingdom, right? In creative mode, you can have whatever you want in the game. You can have as many chickens or diamonds or cakes as you could want until your computer crashes. In Minecraft, your world is your kingdom, and you're the king. If you were king for a day, what would your kingdom look like? Jesus' kingdom is far better than we can imagine. It's Easter Sunday today. Who's had a chocolate egg already? Yep, oh, just a few people. Who's had an egg before Easter Sunday? Yep. Chocolate does not last long in our house. How big was the chocolate egg that you had? Maybe little, yep, maybe like that. One of those little solid ones. Yep, okay. I've got something to show you. Just give me a second. Oh, check out my egg. Woo! This egg is beyond imagination. It's huge, right? I'm going to put it here. God's kingdom is so much better than we could possibly imagine. And this egg is hollow. There's nothing like biting into a chocolate egg, expecting to get a nice amount of chocolate, but then the inside's hollow. It's a bit of a letdown. Well, Jesus' promises are about tomorrow are certain. Or you could say, they're solid. After church today, we'll have some chocolate eggs over morning tea. They are delicious, but they are going to be the hollow ones. When you bite into that egg, remember that Jesus' promises don't disappoint. They're not hollow. They're solid. And they're solid because he rose from the dead, like he said he would. So you can trust them. So let's have a look at what his promises are about tomorrow. What is God's kingdom like? To get a glimpse of this, we're going to go to the very end of the Bible, to the last book, the book of Revelation, in chapter 21. And in Revelation 21, John sees a vision for the future. And we're going to see two key things about God's kingdom in Revelation 21, verses 1 to 4. Number one, everything is made new. And number two, God will be with his people. Let's have a look at Revelation 21. It's right at the end of the Bible. It'll be up on the screen, or you can follow along on page 1937. Have a look at verse 1 of Revelation 21. Everything is made new. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. That's John's way of saying a whole new everything. Movies kind of give us this funny idea about heaven. I don't know what comes to mind when you think of heaven. Maybe something like this in the clouds, something a bit vague and floaty and people playing harps or something. But heaven isn't some floaty land in the clouds. It's where God dwells fully. And in verse 1, it says something strange. There was no longer any sea. In the Bible, the sea often represents danger and chaos, things that people couldn't control. And God is saying, this will be gone. No more chaos or evil. Everything is made new. And have a look with me a bit further down in verse 4. The old order of things has passed away. Look at verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. The suffering of this world will be no more. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. What a picture that is. God will wipe every tear, and everything is made new. Can I get you to think with me for a second? What was the best day you've ever had? Might be the day that you got your puppy, or maybe your team won the grand final in 2004. That was a good day. Maybe it was your wedding day. Or was the day you graduated. So many good memories, and they're good things. But the best day is still only a day. They're good things, but even the best day doesn't last. It becomes just a memory. And now we yearn for those good old days. We want them back. Well, in God's kingdom, everything is made new. And it will never fade away because there's nothing left to take it away. There will be no more death. What about the worst day you've had? That might bring up some sad thoughts. The day everything went wrong, or something far worse. Well, Revelation 21:4 says, there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. It's on those worst days, I think, that we see clearly the fact that we need this, don't we? We really long for it. We need everything to be made new. And Revelation 21 says, it will be. So if you're trusting King Jesus, even on your worst days, it's not the end of your story. In God's kingdom, everything is made new. And secondly, God will be with his people. Look in verse 2. There's a wedding. Have a look. The bride comes down from heaven. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Might seem like a bit of a strange image, but this is the big wedding between God's people and Jesus. The bride is God's people, transformed, ready to meet her husband, Jesus, and coming from heaven. God's church comes down from heaven from God to meet her husband, Jesus. Here's a picture of the best wedding ever. Yeah, we got married, Mim and I. And we were waiting for that day for so long. It was a really long year of anticipation. And on that day, it was a really hot day. It was like the hottest day of the year. But we didn't care. We were so tired. But it was such a relief. We got married. And now I even get to work with Mim. She can't get away from me. As great as that day was, I'm really looking forward to this wedding because this is Jesus joining with his church. And that means God is with us fully from that time on.
God will be with his people forever. That's going to be a relief. What a party that will be. And look at verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. The word dwell means God living with his people, and it echoes the idea of God pitching a tent with his people. God's moving in. He's living with his people. He is so present.
One time I was camping with my family as a child, and there was a family staying near us in a tent nearby. I don't know if you've had any experience like this before. I couldn't sleep because I could hear them talking all night. You can hear through tents. It felt like they were right there.
God is so present with us in this coming kingdom. He is pitching his tent in our campsite. He's right there, the king in our camp, the one who rose from death. He's in our midst. That's a good thing. We're safe. We will be his people. God will be with them and be their God. The one who died for his enemies and rose victorious 2,000 years ago, we will dwell with him. We will see him. We will know him. This is your future if you submit to Jesus as king. And there's nothing in this world worth comparing to being with the one who made it. In God's kingdom, everything is made new, and God will be with his people. How good is God's kingdom? I want to go. Sounds great. Sounds lovely. But is it just wishful thinking? Is it just a nice idea to get us through hard times, a nice story? How do we know it's true? 2,000 years ago, Jesus rose. He said he would. He said he would, and he did. So can you trust his words about the future? He rose from the dead like he said he would beforehand. He's in heaven today, ruling as king. You can trust his promises for tomorrow. Tomorrow is solid, and it's solid because of what Jesus has done in history. It means we can face today with joy. And we can even face death with hope. Someone I admire who followed King Jesus in the face of death is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Some of you might know him. And just before he was executed, Bonhoeffer said, "This is the end. For me, the beginning of life." Bonhoeffer got it. He knew what was coming because he knew the one who rose from the dead. He knew death wasn't the end. That tomorrow is solid because he knew Jesus is king. Today you might not be feeling as confident about tomorrow as Bonhoeffer. But your feelings about tomorrow don't change tomorrow. The way you feel about it doesn't change whether it's coming for you or not. It's solid. It's certain. So the question isn't, will it happen? But are you ready? Jesus is king. Does he rule your life? Have you trusted him and turned from your sin? If you are, then this is your future. Everything will be made new. And God will be with you fully. So you can live with that in mind today. If you're not living under Jesus as king, the only way into this kingdom is to turn from your sin and come to Jesus as King. That means giving up trying to be ruler of your life and submitting to the real King who died for you. Have you done that? Are you sure you're going to this kingdom? Bonhoeffer knew Jesus is King, and he lived in that reality. Do you know him as King? If you don't, then you can come to the real King today. Because he's a gracious and merciful King. He's not a tyrant King. You can turn to him. You can approach the King because he paid all your sin on the cross. He paid for it. So you can come to Jesus and he won't send you away. You can come to Jesus and rest in him. And he will one day wipe every tear from your eyes. When your eyes will see him. If you're not sure how to turn to King Jesus, please come and talk to me afterwards. I'd love to talk to you or the person that invited you today. On Good Friday, Carl showed us that Jesus' death was no ordinary death. And Chef Pierre helped us see that Jesus is not in the tomb, he's risen. And today he's in heaven and with us by his Holy Spirit. And what we've seen about tomorrow is, because Jesus rose from the dead, his promises are certain, they're solid. Tomorrow is solid. Jesus reigns as King. Are you ready to meet him?